During this election season, it can be easy to forget the real people behind the issues. WJCT contributor Jay Solomon talks about how one undocumented immigrant named Alfredo became Dr. Q, a neurosurgeon who will soon become the chairman of neurologic surgery at the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville for this week's installment of With All Due Respect.
The life of Alfredo, a young illegal immigrant, hangs by a rope. Working a welding job in Fresno, California, he falls 18 feet into an empty petroleum tank. Co-workers toss a rope. Struggling to the top, he reaches for a hand above, but fumes overcome him. He falls back into the tank, later saying his life flashed before his eyes. A tough life. Age 5, the youngest of 6 kids growing up near Mexicali, Mexico, his first job is selling food to truck drivers. Despite poor circumstances, Alfredo, always a go-getter, excels at school, earning a teacher certificate by age 18. He wants more, a career so he can help his family. Ranking risking his life over staying in Mexico, Alfredo, at 19, without any money or knowledge of English, heads for extended family in Fresno. Immediately caught jumping the border fence and promptly sent back, he tries again later that same day and succeeds. Then come 2 years living in squalid conditions while picking cotton, painting, and welding. Working the fields one day, he tells a cousin he wants to go to school, learn English, and have a better life. The cousin says, "This is your life, to work the fields." Undeterred, Alfredo goes to school and learns English. He tutors Spanish-speaking students of math and science while enhancing his English skills on the debate team. He takes the welding job to pay his way, and then, April 14, 1989, he falls into that petro tank. Some good luck, a hospital intensive care unit is nearby. Alfredo stays with the welding job for 3 more years, finally, happily, leaving for a scholarship at the University of California, Berkeley. His slow mastery of English threatens his grades, but his aptitude for math and science excels. Mentors turn Alfredo's interest toward psychology and neurobiology. After doing his thesis on neuroscience, he applies to and is accepted by Harvard Medical School. While earning many research fellowships and academic honors, he also earns the title U.S. citizen. Fast forward, and Alfredo, full name Dr. Alfredo Quiñones Hinojosa, becomes a neurosurgeon and is now widely known as Dr. Q. His many other titles include Director of the Brain Tumor Surgery Program at Johns Hopkins Medical Center, Baltimore. When he's not operating or teaching, he's in the lab looking for a way to use natural stem cells in the brain to halt the spread of cancer cells in the brain. Oh, and by the way, Dr. Q is leaving Johns Hopkins this fall and heading here to the Mayo Clinic as chairman of neurologic surgery, the focus eradicating brain tumors. A story from Hollywood? Maybe. Disney and Brad Pitt are developing a biopic called Dr. Q. Just think. If we had built a border wall years ago, we could have kept out Dr. Q. But perhaps it's not too late to block others who have aspirations that won't wait. We can't have open borders, but, hello Congress, we must have intelligent immigration policy. With all due respect, I'm Jay Solomon.